So you want to market and grow your business, and there's lots of ways to do that. But you have decided that you want to come face to face with, shake hands with, do personal business with a potential target market. So you're going to set up an expo stand, or you're going to set up a shopping center stand, or you're going to set up some kind of promotional stand, be an exhibitor at an event. How do you make your stand stand out from everybody else's or be really attractive to your target market? How do you get your stand to grow your business even faster and to attract great people into your business? And here are some of the top suggestions. Number one is that your stand is designed to attract your target market, the right people into your business. So if you get to the end of the day after promoting your business with an expo or with a commercial stand in a shopping center, and you spoke to thousands and thousands of people, but they weren't people that were interested in your business, they're not the right people. But if you sat down face to face and only chatted to two or three people, but they were the right people for your business, and you get to the end of the day and you've got three, four, five new clients, and it's been a great day. So make sure that the way your stand looks is designed to attract the right people to come and chat to you. And you might even discourage the people who are not in your target market. So you might put up a sign that says this stand is only for people that are 50 years plus who want to be healthy, fit and strong for the next 50 years. Or this stand is only for women who have children and want their yummy mummy body back. Or this stand is only for men who are concerned about their blood pressure and haven't got time to go to the doctor. So come up with some ideas to discourage people from just coming and having a look versus attracting exactly the right people to your stand. So you might discourage the wrong people. The next thing is that your stand needs to add value to the lives of your target market. So never set up a stand that looks or feels like you're trying to sell people something. It's awkward and uncomfortable, and nobody enjoys that process. So the idea is that if I walk past, or I'm walking towards you, more importantly, I don't want to be walking past, I feel like whatever you're doing at your stand will add value to my life, and you're not going to try and sell me something, or it's going to be awkward or uncomfortable. So comfortable chairs are nice, bright colours, happy smiley faces, music, flowers, pot plants, things that make your area look really warm and comfortable and non-intimidating. Now, you have to then give me a reason to stop. So a great thing to ask is for my advice, my opinion, my suggestion about whatever it is the business that you're in. So a great idea for a stand is to have a market research stand where you're asking people to please give me your opinion, your advice, your suggestions about the particular business that I'm in. And if you're in the business of fitness, it's a great idea. It might be something like, yes, we are a new gym or personal training studio or fitness studio coming to your area, and we're asking for your advice, for your suggestions, for your opinions on what we should do versus what we shouldn't do. And remember that the ultimate compliment is to ask for people's advice. And if people feel like they're adding value to your life as well, then you've now got a win-win situation. And if that's something you can come up with, win-win. How can I win today, but how can my potential customers or clients win as well? The next thing that's really important is that there are lots of visible video, audio, interviews, posters, written stories of your successful clients. And even better, if you can have your successful clients at the stand with you. And it's much easier to sell your product or service or tell people about your product or service if you're not the person doing the telling or the selling. If you've got a person who's lost weight, or they've got fit, or they've won a competition, or they've got their old pair of jeans there and they're holding them up that they used to fit into, they're going to tell your story even better than you can. Now, if you don't have clients there, or your clients are shy, or they're not very good at chatting to people in public, then of course have a video interview with them, have audio interviews with them, have pictures and posters of them, have a book full of written testimonials of people that have tried your product or service and they've done really well with it, so that people have got things to look at and things to read that aren't brochures. Anything that's a sales tool feels exactly like that. It feels like a sales tool. So real people, real stories, real audios, real posters, real brochures of real people will make it much easier for people to feel comfortable when they're at your stand. It also gives them something to do. And if by chance you have lots of people waiting to chat to you, it also gives them something to do while they're waiting. They'll sit down with a great book about people that have achieved great results, and they'll be really happy to read it. And you might not have to say any more after that. It might be that they just say, look, I want to come and do business with you. I want to train with you because look what you've done for these people. The other great thing to do is to offer a free health check. Now, You could do blood pressure, you could do resting heart rates, you could do measurements. The idea is to turn the conversation into an initial consultation for a potential client. So the W questions will always be asked in this situation, whether you do a full health check, because it might be, let's check the top five things that could put you into high risk category for coronary heart disease, or the top five things that could put you into high risk category for type 2 diabetes, or for osteoporosis, or depression, or obesity. And you ask, so these are the things. We're going to check your blood pressure, we're going to check your resting heart rate, we're going to do a single measurement. For men in particular, if your waist measurement's more than 100 centimetres, that's going to put you in the top risk category for coronary heart disease. You might ask the question, how much activity do you do over the course of 168 hours in your week? And give me just a quick example of some of the foods that you're eating, which is a very good health check, non-intimidating, not scary because they're not at the doctor, but it also gives you a great reason to ask the question. So what is your number one health and fitness goal? And why is that important to you? And where would you like to do that? And what's the specific day, date and time that you'd like to do that? And how will you feel if you do? And how will you feel if you don't? And are you on track to achieving that goal by that specific day, date and time? If you were your own high performance exercise and eating coach, what advice would you give yourself? If I was your health and fitness eating exercise athletic coach, what advice would you want from me? What help would you want from me? Now, once you get to that question and people are telling you, well, this is how I want you to help me. I want you to help me with my eating plan and my exercise plan. You now have turned your initial consultation to a new client, and all you need to do is book them in to come and see you at your studio. Or you, if you are a mobile trainer, you can book them in to go to their home and train them. It's a really simple process. But use that offer of a free health check. And that's one of the great things about having a stand that discourages people that are not in your target market. So if your stand says this is a stand for men who are concerned about their blood pressure, who haven't got time to go to the doctor. And that's one of the biggest challenges, by the way, with men that die of a heart attack, is it's because they haven't been to the doctor. So you're giving them an opportunity to chat to you personally, and they walk away, either you've booked them in for their first training session, or they feel like you could help them specifically and or somebody in their life. So you might do a blood pressure check for a lady, but she says, well, I already knew that my blood pressure was great because I go all the time, but I'm going to bring my husband back because he won't go to the doctor, but he might come to the supermarket or the shopping centre or to the small stand that you set up at the local market. So they're a really great idea. The next one that's brilliant is to set up a wine and cheese market research stand. Wine, W-H-I, as you know, I need to have a whine about terrible things. If you give people the opportunity to whine, they will. So let them whine about the poor experiences they've had with the particular industry or profession that you're in, and health and fitness is a classic. Please stop at my wine and cheese shack and have a whine about the gym that you went to, or the personal trainer that you talked to, or the fitness studio that you tried, or the eating plan that you tried, or the diet that you went on, because we are the new gym or personal training studio in the area and we don't want to do those things. So please tell us the bad things that have happened to you so they don't happen again. And or we don't do them. Now, the beautiful thing about that is that once you've got somebody sitting down whining at you about all the terrible things that have happened to them in the fitness profession, you can ask this beautiful question. So when you first tried a personal trainer, when you first aimed to join a gym, when you first called a fitness studio, what was your number one health and fitness goal? Is that still your number one health and fitness goal? And why is that? And when would you like? Where would you like to achieve that? And when would you like to achieve it? And how will you feel if you do? And how will you feel if you don't? And are you off track now because you didn't join the gym, or are you on track now because you're doing something else? If you were your own high performance exercise and eating coach, what advice would you give yourself about when you should get started to achieving that goal? And as your new fitness professional, what advice would you give me about what you need? So once again, you're in that perfect position to ask the W questions. And again, it's a win-win because you're asking people for their advice, their suggestions, their opinions. And it might be really appropriate to obviously offer them a glass of wine if that is appropriate, or it might be grape juice or some cheese, and sit down and have a treat and a snack and talk to me about all the terrible things that have happened to you in the fitness profession. Just remember that you want that to turn into an opportunity to ask the W questions and book people in for their first personal training session with you. Please make sure that your stand shares the benefits with the people who are in your target market, the benefits of doing business with you. We often talk about the feature of this product. We might say, well, this is a great gym. It's got 27 pieces of cardio equipment and it's got 800 classes every week and we've got a tennis court. But if people don't play tennis and they don't do group exercise and they really hate to exercise, none of those features will be appropriate. So when people sit down to chat with you or they're coming to walk or they're walking towards your stand, it's all about what the benefit of the exercise program will be. So how will they feel when they're fit? And we often have a giggle when we walk past a dentist and we see pictures of beautiful white smiles, because obviously that's why you go to the dentist. I want to have white teeth like that. They're straight and they're pretty. What the dentist doesn't put in the window is a picture of his drill, because nobody wants to get drilled. They just want to have pretty teeth. Well, isn't it funny in our fitness profession where people will put, we've got 27 treadmills, or they've got a picture of a treadmill out the front with somebody running on it. Well, people don't want to run on the treadmill. They just want to get the result of the great body. So make sure you focus on the features, not the features. Focus on the benefit of the exercise and focus on the feeling that people will have when they're fit and healthy, that they'll be able to slide in their clothes and how will that make them feel, rather than, oh, I've got to do some exercise. So great, great pictures of the outcome of the exercise rather than the process of the exercise. And then last but not least, if you really want to stand out and be unique and different, don't hand out brochures. That's what everybody else does and it's awkward and uncomfortable and nobody likes it. So you might have brochures that are in a stand that people can take away if they want to, but don't force a brochure into somebody's hand or force a piece of advertising material into somebody's hand. Don't just stand at the front of your stand and hope that people will be excited to chat to you. Even if you are smiling, it's still really awkward because it feels like a sales process. So make sure once again that you've got lots of things going on. So there's things moving, there's testimonials playing, there's books to read, there's things to do that will attract people to your stand rather than just you standing there hoping that someone's going to come and chat to you. Next thing is don't give things away for free that mean nothing. So if you've got a big bowl of lollies, unless you're a lolly company, that's probably not a good idea. If you want people to buy your, often I see at fitness expos, there's big buckets of protein powder and you can have a taste of them, or there's chopped up pieces of protein bars and people can taste them. Well, that's a different story than just having some lollies there for the sake of it. So whatever you're doing as far as giveaways, make sure that it's relevant to the to your target market and what they're interested in. But what's a really special thing is if somebody sits down with you and they have a chat, they have that initial consultation, is that you have a drink for them or you have a treat for them or something for them to eat or drink. And what would be really cool is if they sit down with you and you've got somebody else there with you and you say, so what's your favorite coffee or what's your favorite fruit, and then you go off and get them a coffee, or somebody else does that for you, of course, so that while you're chatting comes back their favorite coffee or their favorite piece of fruit. So last but not least, what is going to give people a reason to have their family and friends come back to meet you and chat with you? So always think about, I'm chatting to this person, but what value can I add to the other people in their lives? So this person may not even be in your target market, but why would they want to bring somebody back to talk to you? And the number one reason is that they like you, they trust you, they have something in common with you, but most importantly, they feel like you can add value to their lives. And the only way you're going to do that is get to know them. It's not about handing out a brochure, it's about asking questions. And the only way you're ever going to be able to ask them questions is give them a reason to stop. And if they've got a reason to stop, now you've got a reason to ask questions. So make your stand stand out. Have fun growing your business.